Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir. We are continuing the halachas of Hadlakas Neiros. That we spoke out last time, the Mechaber Reish Shem Gimel Sif Dalet says, Lo yaktim lemar ladlikoi boidoyim godo, you should not light the candles too early, and you should not light too late. Now why can't you light too late? So the Mishmura says, V'atam v'shem d'shem ha-benkach ha-beker yachazman. It might get too close to Shkia, and you can v'chash shom v'chal Shabbos. Therefore, there's an inyan to light a little earlier. And the minig is, in all kehilos, that they set a zman called Zman Hadlakas Neiros, which is a zman when the correct time to light neiros. In America, most of the kehilos, when we're kabbalah to light 18 to 20 minutes before shkia. What's the pshat in the zman 18 minutes? Some want to say, I had to do the shittus yireyim, and holds that 3/4 of a mil, which is 18 minutes before shkia, is bein hashmashas. L'maisa, our Moshe in the Tshuva says it can't be the reason, because we see men do malacha then, so it can't be a real suffix. And the inyan is just that we should have a safeguard 18 minutes before shkia to light neiros. In Yerushalayim, the minig is to light 40 minutes before shkia. And if you're a guest in Yerushalayim, it's nice and it's the right thing to do to light as well 40 minutes before Shkia because that's the minig amakim. But of course, if you don't have time, you could do your regular minig of 18 minutes. The same thing is if a Ben Yerushalayim is here in America, so then also they could be samech al minig amakim and light 18 minutes lekula, 18 minutes before Shkia. Now the Mechaber says that if a person is mekabel Shabbos earlier, it's chal the iser malacha and asiyas malacha. But the question is, let's say the husband is a Kabbal Shabbos, what's the halacha for the wife and the kids? Is the wife and the kids automatically Mekabbal Shabbos or not? So this is a real big machlokes. There is a prima gadim and a makor chayim that's mashma, that if the father of the house, the gadol of the bayis, is Mekabbal Shabbos, everyone else is nigrar after him. It's the mitzvah zav, beginning of Reish Samach Gimel, that says that if the gadol of bayis davins, then everyone is nigrar after them. And that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. So it come out that if the husband goes to shul and it's a Kabbalah early Shabbos, the lady of the house cannot light the candles anymore because already it's Shabbos already. But Lamaisa, Ramosha says, Moshe Feinstein says, that it's in Chele Gimel, Simon Lamaches, that the Isha is not Nigra Chabal. And he says even more, even though the shul already davened and made early Shabbos, so maybe she should be Nigra Achar the shul, because that's the halacha, a person is Nigra after the shul where he davens. But he says, it depends why they mekabel Shabbos early. If the shul is mekabel Shabbos early for convenience only, because the kids are not going to go to sleep, they're going to go to sleep too late, or they're hungry already, and not because of Kedusha Shabbos, so that does not cause that everyone else should have to mekabel Shabbos. And therefore, according to Moshe Feinstein, even though the husband and his shul are mekabel Shabbos, this does not force the lady to mekabel Shabbos. Because it's only done as convenience, that's where Moshe holds. A lot of places can go with the Shamaisha. But since it's a big machlaikis, therefore, definitely the right thing to do is that when you find out when the husband's being Mekabel Shabbos, and she should preferably light before them. So for example, if the husband's making like a 7 o'clock Shabbos in the summer, so usually to get up to Bayi Chala around 7:30, 7:35, he should tell his wife to light candles around 7:25. This is the way we know that she lit before he was Mekabel Shabbos. But if something happens and they get fashlept, she can light candles because we are soimich on Ramesh's svara that there's no greira, since the reason why we make Kabbalah Shabbos early is not because we want to bring Kedusha Shabbos earlier. The reason is because of convenience, and therefore there won't be a locha of greira, which means the husband's maisa or the shul, what they do, their maisa will not schlep along the isha legabe the iser malacha.